And we've been cross-referencing to Proverbs, Jim, and it also says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. And the New Testament counterpart to that would be, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jonathan here was giving David that right place because he delighted in him, and his conduct then in regard to other things, and indeed even to his own father, was adjusted.
So as we think of what happened in chapter 18, all those experiences that are recorded, Jonathan perhaps being witness to them or hearing about them, he concluded what a great person David is. Not Saul. Saul had the opposite conclusion, but Jonathan delighted greatly in David. Going through the same experiences, seeing the same things, and it was a matter of perspective, was it not? You know how often it is when two people go through the same exact experience, one is a believer and one is not, and you see the complete different interpretation of what has happened. Well, Jonathan saw David as God's choice. Remember in chapter 15, when Samuel spoke to Saul about his disobedience, Saul was asked to eliminate a group of people, an enemy, and he didn't do it. He had partial obedience. And Samuel came and he heard the sound of animals that were to be destroyed, and he asked, what is that I hear? And Saul confessed what he did. And he did not fulfill God's request to eliminate this enemy. And so Samuel said, because of your disobedience, you will be rejected by God as king. Now, he is seeing how God is going to reject him as king. It's really a matter of Saul and his unwillingness to really repent. And he sees David as his threat. But Jonathan does not. He sees the exact opposite. And that's my point. What do we see when we go through experiences? What do we see? Do we see the Lord's hand in them and delight in the Lord? Or do we, as Hebrews 12 tells us, we faint under the trial? We faint. Or are we refreshed and go on? So this is really the point. Greatly delighting. We have that expression here about Jonathan. Greatly delighting. Not just delighting, but greatly delighting. He saw David for who he was at this moment in his life. And we should do that every day, daily. Greatly delight in the Lord.
And that resulted, Bill, in communion, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or as it's put here, that Jonathan confided in David. And I think that's brought before us in verse 2. Jonathan told David, saying, there was that personal interchange. He could go to David and specifically he could speak to him about certain matters. And then afterwards, in verse 7, we have it again. Jonathan called David, and Jonathan declared to him all those things. So there's that matter of the confiding in David and the communication with David, the communion with David, both before he takes a certain action, and then afterwards he could go and he could tell here David all about it. Before we do certain things in our life, do we seek the Lord's mind? And after we've gone through a certain course, perhaps in service for the Lord, perhaps in seeking to witness for him, which comes into it here, do we go back and speak to the Lord about it afterwards? This is what Jonathan was doing here. And that's a very, for the younger ones here, that's a very important thing. Christianity is not just a matter of coming to meeting on a Sunday or attending the assembly. It's a matter of personal relationship and personal communion with the Lord Jesus Christ.
We know the world is full of hostile, and the world makes negative remarks on the Lord Jesus. They call him, he's a good person. they call him in many ways. So we hear them, many things like this. So at this point, what we are to do? Do we have to discourage our hearts? Or do we have to lose our strength? But likewise Jonathan did, we can run to the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only in the world, in the Christian dome also, in the churches also, we all cannot walk in the same level of faith. One can have much appreciation for the Lord, and one cannot have the same appreciation for the Lord. So there might be a discouragement in our hearts, but above all, we have the Lord Jesus, with whom we can put our confidence. So we can learn the lesson. And this, in the difficult circumstances, we can put our confidence in Him.
Just, I don't know if my brother, we can connect the whole thing.